The easiest way to catch a Jezebel, a religious but lost Jezebel, it's really simple. It's really simple. And you can see it from the get-go. And you can just kind of do the experiment the next time one shows up on the scene. That's what I do. It's like it's like you're watching a movie. It's like you're watching Wile E. Coyote you know how Wile E. Coyote, there was probably a few episodes where he put on a mask. So the way to catch a Jezebel, really easy, is go back to first principles. And what is that? It's really easy. Here's how to catch a Jezebel every time. And don't listen to the words, watch the actions. Help meet suitable. I'm going to be a help meet. I'm going to be a help meet. Well, your mama didn't teach you how to be a help meet, evidently, because everything you do, you don't want to be a help meet. You want somebody to help you. Yeah, people, a man and woman help each other, but she takes his last name. She adapts to him. She becomes a help meet. And if you don't want to be a helpmeet to the man, go find somebody that you can be to. But this entitlement about the man becomes the helpmeet to the woman, that's demonic. That's insanity. That's turning creation upside down. And so if they mess up at the beginning, it can never be right. They don't even know why they were created. It's kind of like a dog knows that it's a dog, a cat knows it's a cat, meow, a dog says bark, but these Jezebels don't even know that they're a woman. They don't know the feminine side. They don't know about help me. They don't know about respect in the man. They don't know how to about zip the lip. They can't even zip their lip. When a man goes to his job and he's submitting to a boss, and the boss says something, he says, "Sir, yes, sir. Go do that. Sir, yes, sir. We need this done. Sir, yes, sir. Can you help me out over here? Sir, aye, sir. Help meet suitable. To suitable." Now we just talked about help meet. Now let's talk about suiting suitable. The word suitable is the same suit. To follow in suit, in series, in sequence. So you got a deck of cards, you got spades, you got hearts, you got clubs, and you got diamonds. So let's say you're a diamond, and they're a club. They're out clubbing. You're a diamond, and they're out clubbing. Are they suitable?
No,
they're not suitable. They don't even know what the word suitable means. They never even read it. They don't even know what they're supposed to be doing. It's kind of like throwing a human down here in the earth, and they don't even know what their role is. They don't know what their duty, their role, their function. It's kind of like if you took an ink pen and you tried to use it as a screwdriver. Or you took a pair of shoes and you tried to use it as gloves. They don't even know their function. They don't even know what they were made for. A help meet suitable doesn't mean do your own thing. Stay single. Stay single, run the streets. Get you about 10 cats. Stay single. And run the streets. And sit at the house and watch the movies by yourself. Or get a different man every week and destroy your heart and your body and your mind and your soul and burn in hell forever. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Oh, I'm going to be a help meet suitable. I'm perfect. Really? Okay. So are you a help meet suitable to the man, to your husband, to the man, or to your mama, or to your daddy, or to your brother, or to yourself, why are you getting married if you want to be a helpmeet suitable? Because you're giving up. You're giving up even your last name. You're giving up your identity. It don't make sense. You can catch a Jezebel or a Delilah or a scorner or an evil, just pure evil one. You know, selfish, because they don't even know why they were created. If they're not going to submit to God, they're not going to submit to you. If they're not going to be faithful to God, they're not going to be faithful to you. If they're not trusting God, they're not trusting you, because they don't even know why were you created. Why were you created? To be a female preacher, and you're going to paint your hair red and go up there and say, I'm a preacher? You're going to dye your hair red. So when you dye your hair red, you're dying to your true calling, because you want to be a preacher, and you ain't even close. You ain't even nothing like it. You don't even know how to rightly divide the word of truth. That's why you're supposed to submit and learn from your husband at home. Zip your lip. The Bible says when you're in church, don't say anything. Go home, learn from your husband. Ridiculous. I've been watching this my whole life. I've seen it 1,000 times. And it's all about lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. It's all about self. It's all about being a hellbound, religious, but lost sinner that has nothing inside. You know, they don't embody it. There's a difference between saying it and embodying it. They don't even know what that means. But they can embody the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They can embody the wine bottle, the drink, the alcohol, the drugs, the partying. They embody that and don't even flinch. They embody the world and think that's just because the culture does it, or your mom and daddy didn't spank you. You never got a spanking, evidently. It's the only thing I can do. It's kind of like this. They come in and say one thing, but they don't act it at all. And they think they can lock you down and get pregnant, or get you locked down and get some kind of alimony or child support. It's all about money, love money. Here's a good example of how it's all about money. So I went in the store and said, where's your eggs at? Your boiled eggs. They recalled them. I said, well, they got egg salad sandwiches, but no eggs. Because they know it's a scam. Because eggs have so many nutrients, they don't want you eating the egg. They want you to eat the sugar with the egg salad sandwich. An egg is the poor man's food, and they don't want you eating. They don't want you eating healthy if you're poor. How long we've been dealing with eggs now? If you can buy eggs, I mean, if you can't buy eggs, why are you buying chicken? It's the biggest, fattest scam in the history of mankind right now. When we break the paradigm, somebody needs to talk about it. Somebody who's popular needs to talk about it. When it don't make common sense, you don't have to go much further. You know it's about money. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Most people are lazy. Most people are con artists. Most people are foolish. Most people don't know their Bible. Most people are outward show, no inner life. And most people are just parrots. They can't think outside the box. They're just a parrot. So if you end up marrying one of these foolish people, you're gonna have trouble. I don't care how much money the family's got. If they're a fool, you don't want to live with them. If they're an idiot, you don't want to live with them. If they have no truth, you don't want to live with them. It's all about fun and pleasure and ease. It's really off the roof, to be honest with you. So Wile E. Coyote can put a mask on, but it don't last. I sold books online for 5 years, and one of the biggest books that sold back then, there was this book with a mask talking about the psychopath. When the mask break, when the cracks in the mask start to show through, and that was a popular book. Another one was The Devil Wears Prada. That was a popular book back then. Some of y'all need to hear the truth. If you want to be a helpmeet suitable, look up to what the words mean. You don't even, I mean, if God tells you you're going to be a helpmeet suitable, look up what it means. Why were you created? You just came from a frog? You just evolved? You don't even know what your creator says about you? Why were you created? What were you created to be? Do you even know? You don't know. You're just existing. You're just existing. Are you helping anybody? Are you helping anybody, really?